We're in the middle of the Bir Halacha about Kadima and Kaddish, and Kadima and davening for the Yomut. What?
I had this last night, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, there are some printings of Mishnah Berurah that left this out. It's in the Bir Halacha in Kuf Lamed Gimel.
When does this consult your Orthodox rabbi?
What?
When does this consult your Orthodox rabbi?
You say that about the whole Mishnah Berurah.
Yeah, this is our Halacha.
These are Halachas, it's Torah, what do you mean? And you learn out a lot of things. You extrapolate a lot of things. We had a certain problem in the Cheder in Toras Moshe that we were grappling with for weeks because of the coming together, and it might get resolved, but it's certainly possible it won't get resolved. So how do you resolve it? So I extrapolated from these halachas that we're learning now. You make a geirel. Sometimes when you can't pick one over the other, like here, you have two chiyuvim that are equal and you have no way of choosing between them. So the din is to make a geirel. That's the din. So that's a way to solve it. That's all. So you see, like elamaisa halachas. Sometimes you have to make a geirel. One person wins and one person loses, that's all. Okay. Before I forget, Ari, I'm just mamish. Double check if the Megillah Seicha is there.
Okay.
We'll come about the Shabbos, you know. Yikes. Okay, so we're learning. Yesterday we learned about establishing when the yard site is, really. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. We learned about the five levels. Okay. When you count it from Yard Site Niyom Hamisa. Okay. So now, okay. Though we don't say Mitzvah Kukulo. All right. The Oiz V'Hodos split it up very nicely in terms of paragraphs and gave each paragraph headings. So I'm going to be learning from there and be able to tell you. So now we're learning about Kviyas Yom Hafsaka, determining the day you stop saying Kaddish. So the minig is to stop saying Kaddish a month before the yard site, and it's one day before the yard site. In other words, the yard site is Chav Zayin Cheshvan, so the last day you'll be saying Kaddish is Chavav Tishrei. So it's the day before the month before. Okay, if it's a Shana Mu'uberes like this year, then you stop 2 months before. You go for 11 months, in other words. You go with the month, you go for 11 months. And again, if it's, again, in this marshal, if it's Chav Zayin Cheshvan, so you'll stop saying on Chav Vav Elul. Like this year, if it was an Ibiyah, if there were two Ados. Okay. Let's say you have someone sitting Shiva that's a Godol, and he goes Shabbos, he's in Shul. So he comes first. He gets all the Kadeshim. Again, we're talking about in a system where only one person says Kaddish at a time, which is the way you're supposed to do it. It's Nogeya us, if it's the things we're learning about, if they're Nogeya, davening for the Yomut. So the Din Kadima, obviously this is not what we're learning now, it's not Nogeya, because the person in Shiva who goes to Shul on Shabbos doesn't daven for the Yomut. So I'm just... So he's Doicha all the Kadeshim, but he's taught...
Why is that for Shabbos?
Someone sitting Shiva usually doesn't go to shul. He could, theoretically. Yeah, okay. Anyway, he's doich all the Kadeshim, which means in a Yeki shul, he will say all the Kadeshim. And so he's doich the Ben Shleishim and the yard site and the person who's in 12 months. Now, you do, however, you save them one Kaddish. You know, he's talking, there's one other person, so you save him a Kaddish. You give him the Kaddish after the Shir Shal Yom, or maybe after Oleinu. You give him a Kaddish. Every Chiyuv will end up with a Kaddish. Now, if you have a lot of Chiyuvim, so he has a Goyro. The Yekeshul and Monsi, I'm sure they didn't make up the Minig, they just kept saying Pirkei Tehillim. They just kept saying Tehillim one after another, and then a different chiyuv would say Kaddish over that parak of Tehillim, because they only said one at a time. But in the halacha will, what?
It's not a problem of being marked in the
Kaddish. Maybe it is, but each one's a chiyuv, so you have no choice. The truth is, the Bir Halacha does not, in the Ikar Adin, you're supposed to be Matal Agoiro in such a case. I guess even the Yekis make compromises. Okay, so even if you have someone of Shiva in the Shul, you save one Kaddish for the other Chiyuv. Okay, and if there are more, he says, if there's more than one other Chiyuv, you make a Goyro. You make a Goyro. Okay, the next Inyan is. Right. Oh, let's say a cotton. Someone sitting shiva is a cotton, and he's going to shul because he doesn't have to stay in the house really. He doesn't have those heavy dini avelus. But you give him a yard, he could say kaddish, and he comes first before the ben shloishim. Okay. If someone is not having, this is an important principle. If someone is not sitting shiva because it's yomtiv, and yomtiv is doiche shiva. It knocks off the shiva, but he has a din shiva lagabi kaddish. The shiva lagabi kaddish has to do with the midas hadin on the niftar, that for 7 days there's a heavy midas hadin, and your kaddish is making things lighter for him. So you have that schus for 7 days, and we don't look at the fact that you're not sitting shiva because it's yomtiv. And the same for shloishim. If regals mavatal shloishim, but he has lagabi kaddish, a din of a ben shloishim, because one thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay, whoever has a schus for kaddish has a schus to daven for the yomud. Okay, if you're talking about someone in shiva, then a guest and a member are the same. Ashavim b'chol hakadeshim. If you're in shiva, then everybody is the same. A toshav, we would call a toshav a member of the shul. Bayim a toshav is, someone who's a resident of the city.
What?
What
about any time you have two people in shiva? Let them both be members. What do you do? They split the kaddish. You have two people in shiva. What do you do?
What you're supposed to do is make a gairol. What they could do, they'll end up splitting the kaddishim. But a guest who comes and he happens to be in the town and now he's sitting shiva, he's doiched a ben shloishim in the yard site, even if they're members. Okay, a ben shiva gadol, a ben shiva katan are the same. Okay, shloishim is before a ben yud beis chodesh. Okay, that we pretty much know. And if someone in shloishim knocks off the yomud, you have someone that's like davening for the yomud. And then someone becomes an oval, so for 30 days they knock the other person off the yomud.
So you're basically, he's within his.
That's what it's called. We're talking
he's
about.
He's within the 12 months.
The ben shloshim knocks off the ben yud beis chodesh. For 30 days, someone else in the shul became an oval, so for 30 days now that person gets the yomud. Shloshim and yartzeit is a huge problem. Right, Shloshim and Yartzeit. There's a big conflict, big machlekes achreinim, and it's very complicated inyan. My first fight as a Rav in my Vesikim inyan in Monsi was Shloshim versus Yartzeit. I paskened a certain way. When I started the minyan in Monsi, I did an extremely stupid thing, and I started it with a shutuf. And now I have more life experience. That's probably one of the stupidest things a person could do. So I started it with a shutuf. And Hashem, Shem Epsoyim Hashem. The second week of the minyan, we got into this huge fight about the shloshim or the ben, the shloshim or the yard site. Shloshim or the yard site. So we got into a fight, and I forgot what happened at the end of the fight, but the result was that he came to me the next day and he says he wants out of the shutfus. So I said, okay, and that was it. So really, if anybody really knows Munsi history, the first 2 weeks of the Vesikim minyan of Munsi, it was really a shutfus. And ever since then, it's my minyan. But Hashem saved me from myself, Baruch Hashem. But this was the fight, Ben Shloshim versus Yartzeit. Because emotionally, emotionally, you want to give it to the Yartzeit. Because, you know, it's one day a year, like, what are you going to do? So, anyway, the Bir Halacha says to split it up this way. The Yartzeit gets a Kaddish by Mayriv. The Ben Shloshim gets Shachris. You know, he's working on it, he's hammering out a compromise. The Ben Shloshim says one Kaddish by Shachris and one Kaddish by Mincha. He works it out. If push comes to shove, and there's a lot of people that have Yartzeit, there's a lot of people there. The nicer Yartzeit, he says Yartzeit trumps the Shloshim. I think I said Faket. No, it's a big shail in your day. It's a big taz and big shach. It's like a major, major issue. Yartzeit's doicha novel and Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, that we're familiar with. But the oval of Yud Beis Chodesh gets a Kaddish reserved for him, like after the Shir Shel Yom and the like.
So what should we do here?
What?
Yartzeit Shloshim. What do we do?
When it comes up, I'll go through the Inyan again. No, it's a very complicated Inyan. You're not supposed to just pask in a certain way because that's something. I would go through the Inyan again. Sometimes we make a gyral. If there's two Avelim Shavim, you make a gyro. But you always save a Kaddish for the other guy. You always try to give every Chiyav Kaddish to say. The Judas here, what do we do here? Like if someone comes, let's say there's a Yartzeit. Right? We do that. What we do is Eiskalt Malpidin. Let's say someone comes and he has a Yartzeit, right? And our Avelim of Yud Beis Chodesh are here. You're supposed to give them a Kaddish. So that's the one time we do try. Like we tell, if there's a Chiyuv, we've tried this. This works. We never like made it an official policy. But what we'll do is if someone will come in and he's a Chiyuv. We have Chiyuv now. Why is on top? And someone pops in and they have the Yartzeit. Not someone pops in. Someone, a member of the shul, has the Yartzeit. And they didn't even tell him, they couldn't make any attempts to go somewhere else. So the Omer, the Yartzeit, I guess the Omer, there's no question about that. But then we'll let him say Kaddish himself. And we'll shush everybody else. And we'll let the Yud Beis Chodesh say Kaddish himself. And we'll shush the other people. There's a lot of people saying Kaddish that are not real Chiyuvim. They're just saying Stamazoi for a grandmother, a great-grandmother, or something. Right? So you give him a Kaddish himself. That's what we do. We give a Chiyuv a Kaddish himself. Having a Kaddish yourself is the way it's supposed to be. The point of Kaddish is you're making people say Yehi Shmei Rabba. I once went over to a very chosh of a Rav. How come my trauma didn't... The chosh of a Rav on Sorotskin was saying Kaddish. So he was saying it low because someone else was already saying Kaddish. So he was saying it also, but low. So I told him, I'm sorry, if you'd be merchel me, I hope there's no point in saying it low. The whole point of saying Kaddish is that you're causing others to say Yehi Shmei Rabba. You're the Ma'or Hadover to say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarach. So what's the point of saying it low? You're not the, if they don't hear you, so it's the guy that's saying it loud that's the cause of them saying Yehi Shmei Rabba. You're not even, right? So you shouldn't say it low. Once we're on the subject of low, the reason we bench Goymo by Kriya Satira is because you're supposed to bench Goymo by Asora, 10 people. So we figured by Kriya Satira, that's a good time. We know there's 10 people around, they're laning. So spread the word, or maybe it's even a gay of someone sitting here. I'm not looking at who's sitting here, I don't remember these things. But sometimes people go up there and they say Goymo, and 10 people didn't hear them. And it's Koroy Vliyas Brachal of Atola. You have to make sure. Also, by the way, now that we're on the subject, the bracha over the Torah, 10 people have to hear you. And it's not a time to be shy or modest or to be afraid of the sound of your own voice. 10 people have to hear you. Now, you may say 10 people for sure hear the guy. And it's just me, because I don't hear so well anymore. So I don't hear him. Okay? And a chanami. You have to make sure 10 people hear you. Or it's a bracha levatala. Okay.
Why do multiple people say Plato? Couldn't one person be mostly everyone?
You're not supposed to. It's a birchas hashvach. You don't say b'roivam hadrus melech on such a bracha. Each person should say his own hodo'ah. So even though it looks a little comical sometimes when everybody just came back from America, but it's your chance to say it with kavono. Misha gumolcha tov, v'yigmolcha kol tov sela. You look at the guy, he's your friend.
Is there a point where Tirchak Sivuris comes in foot?
Yeah, theoretically, yeah, but you know, I don't think it's ever that. In my opinion, it's never that long. I mean, it's true. The Gemara is makpid in halacha. We're makpid on tichud and zibur even for just a few seconds. It's true. I'm aware of that. The oil nowadays is really moichel. I mean, we cut out mishaberechs because of. But really you cut it out because of talking. But the truth is it always is going to end up in talking. Anytime you have too much of a lull in shul, like more than 6 seconds, everybody starts talking. Not everybody. Baruch Hashem Do'olam, I think, is very, very good lately. There's always one or two guys, but very good. But you have to be careful about that. Tirchud and Tzibura, and that it leads to talking. And the Chanami, but you know, you have to make a judgment call. To tell someone, don't bench Goymo, I would, you know. Judah, they could all say it together. In unison, they could say it together. They're not being motzi anyone. So let them all say it together. Line them up around the beam and go. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech
Haolam. You can't be motzi or you shouldn't be motzi?
I see that.
I'm not 100% sure right now, but certainly shouldn't, maybe even can't. It's hard for me to imagine that b'di'evit you can't, but I know in a birchas hashvach you're certainly not supposed to. Each person's supposed to say his own shvach. The only time you can't be motzi someone is Shmon Esrei, yochid to yochid, cannot be motzi. Okay. Here's an interesting din. You know, we're just like winging it till the end. Here's an interesting din. Nogeya, who's on the membership committee in Beis Tefillah. We just said that if you betoch shiva, there's no difference between a member and a non-member. So the Bir Halacha says that's only a non-member who's a guest in shtat. But if he's a member in another shul, let him go to his shul. And they're not the same. Then you send him back to his shul. What's he coming into your shul for? He has a shul. The point of a member and a non-member being the same is because the oreach, talking about a guest, he doesn't have a shul. But if he has a shul, so, you know, go to your shul. They don't let me daven in my shul. I don't pronounce the words good. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, it's extremely common that a guy can't get the omer in his shul because they have a taknon. That they don't let the guy daven unless, you know. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue Monday. Rav Ossai, for the next 2 weeks, Mishnah Berurah and Chavis Halavos is 8 to 8:30. 8 to 8:10 is Chavis Halavos. 8:10 to 8:30 is. I want to announce that we have signed up on our roster, Rabbi Nassalin. Your brother goes to his shir, or went to his shir. You have a brother, Louis? Ask your brother about Rabbi Masalin Shir in Farakaway, in Shar Yoshev.
Oh, he goes in again, different week.
He doesn't anymore. Rabbi Masalin made Aliyah, and is going to be saying a shir in Beis Tefillah, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul. What? What? His first name used to be Adam. Now it's something like Avram Tzvi. That's at 9 o'clock. Then we have Rabbi Nussbaum. Okay, you'll be hearing about this. not to take away anything from Rabbi Nussbaum's fear. Rabbi Nussbaum starting brachas.
6:10, we passed at 6:10.
6:10, you're going to learn? Okay. We have quite a lineup coming to that. All we need is a brochure and we're in business. It's not your fault. We can't have a brochure because there's a lot of things pending. The Kol Aliyin will be here next month. It's Hashem in the winter. Rabbi Maslin saying Shir. And we have a lot of other surprises in store for everyone.
Sounds like a word from our sponsors.
What?
A word from our sponsors.
You have great names. Your family has great names. Louis, Harry. What?